Hello, Mr. Fletcher.
Hello. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Now, you understand this is being recorded for broadcast use, correct?
I do.
Awesome. Now, I'm going to start recording, and can you please state your name and title for the record, please?
Absolutely. Stephen Fletcher, Wealth Advisors with Blue Sky Wealth Advisors.
Fantastic. Now, let's get started. The whole survey is, you know, financial planning and everything. So how do, you know, and it focuses on millennials, how do millennials get out of the mindset that they don't need a financial advisor? What do you say to a, you know, 25 to 35-year-old who thinks, oh, retirement is, you know, way down the road? So how do you get them out of that mindset and convince them that one is needed right now?
That is a great question. I think that definitely one thing that not a lot of people think about, because previous generations had it, is what are the options available to you once you reach retirement? You know, a lot of our grandparents, possibly even parents, had pensions. There's Social Security. I'm sure you saw from the survey that over half of millennials are unconfident that they'll be able to count on Social Security. So really the burden falls upon the millennial in order to be able to fund a retirement, whether they want that to be a traditional retirement where they sit on their front porch or whether they just want to be pursuing a hobby. In order to fund that, it's going to have to come from their earnings. In order for that to come from their earnings, they're going to need to start saving as soon as possible, because saving a little bit now is going to be a lot better than trying to save a lot in the future. Because frankly, we just don't know what the future holds. And unfortunately, you know, I've just worked with so many clients that have started out and said, I'll start getting serious about retirement once I get into my 30s, once I get into my 40s. And there are different things that pop up. You don't know if there's going to be any health event. If you plan on getting married or having children, that can be expensive. And so there are different things that pop up in between where we are now and retirement that are going to make it so that if we don't start now, if we don't start at this moment, then you could end up way behind the curve by the time you actually start to think about retirement.
Now, what are some small things millennials can do to get on the road to retirement in terms of savings and things like that? You know, as a young person, you know, who again may look at retirement as 30, 40, 50 years down the road.
Yeah, I think there are three really good things that millennials should do. The first, know your goals and write them down. That's going to be the best way to keep you accountable, and it's going to be a great exercise to say, what do I want life to look like? Sometimes those goals might change, but overall it's going to give you that big picture of where you're trying to go. Secondly, I would say take advantage of your peak savings years. For some people, they think that's going to be in the middle of their career, but depending on what those goals look like, what that marriage date looks like, or what that age at having kids looks like, those peak earning years might actually be now. They might be much earlier than you would originally be anticipating. And finally, I think don't rely on the stock market. Don't just assume that if you can build up some investments, then that's going to be able to do it for you. I would say that millennials need to really invest in themselves. Again, know where you're trying to go, and if you have something that's going to require another college degree, invest in that. Save up so that you don't have to get more student loan debt, and make it so that it is possible for you to go and pursue your goals and pursue them in a manner that you are being paid what you are worth.
Now, you mentioned invest in yourselves now just in that last answer, and the survey says that people were asked, how much money do you think is sufficient to retire? And among the millennials, the highest answer was $1 to $2 million. And then, you know, even 9% said more than $2 million. Is that realistic? Because that, you know, again, to a young person, that seems like a lot of money.
It does seem like a lot of money. And frankly, that's the scary thing, is $1 to $2 million probably worked a couple of decades ago. That's just not, unless you are going to have a very, very simple retirement, and unless you're counting on Social Security, $1 to $2 million is not going to allow for as much money as people think it's going to allow when they go to start spending it. So the reality is that for somebody today, especially when we factor in inflation, by the time that you get to retirement, it's going to need to be, depending on that person's situation, several million dollars.
Several million dollars. Wow. So as someone who hear that's pretty scary, and obviously they, you know, not everyone can do things on their own. And the survey also found that 58% of millennials, you know, don't know where to start looking if they wanted to work with a financial advisor. So I'm not asking you to obviously promote something, but where do they, you know, where do they start looking? You know, because you got to start somewhere.
Great question. So NAPFA, the National Association of Personal Financial Advisors, that is a group of which I am a part, and I am a part because NAPFA takes it very seriously, putting themselves on the same side of the table as the client, coming up with goals that are right for that individual. So NAPFA.org is a great place that millennials can go to learn more. You can find an advisor right there, and depending on how you want to work with an advisor, whether that's all throughout the year and multiple years, or whether it's just a couple of hours, there are planners that are going to be able to fit your needs. They're going to be able to give you specific personal advice so that you are better prepared to reach your goals in the future. And however daunting those goals might be, they're going to help you get prepared properly so that you are able to reach your goals.
Another thing that struck me in this survey was the two most common words that millennials used to describe their relationship with money were, one, stressful, 50%, and worrisome was second at 33%. Now, what are some steps that, you know, millennials can take to you know, get off of those words and start moving towards like others, like positive and fantastic, or I guess even funny was one of the options.
Yeah, I think that it comes with a game plan, and way too often millennials don't have a game plan, and that comes from just observing parents, and unfortunately, I think that money has really been a taboo conversation for a lot of families, and some of that taboo nature needs to be removed. Parents have already gone through a lot of these same struggles that millennials are going through now, and so having those frank conversations, whether you're comfortable to do that with your parents or a mentor, or whether you need a financial planner to have that conversation, knowledge is power. So I think a lot of it comes down to millennials don't feel knowledgeable enough, and so having an advocate, having somebody that can sit with you, be on the same side of the table, help you get that knowledge and point you in the right direction is going to help those answers change from stressful and worried to confident and prepared.
Now, I want to be respectful of your time, so I think we're almost out of time. Is there anything that you want to add that I haven't asked about?
I would just reiterate, if you are a millennial, the time to start planning is right now. NAPFA.org is going to be a great source to learn more about financial planning. Find a fee-only financial planner if you do want to take the next step. But that would be my encouragement, is just take the next step. If you're stressed or worried, it makes that first step even more daunting. But beginning the process is going to be the best thing that you can possibly do. Take it one step at a time, and ideally a financial planner or whatever it is that you need to fit your situation is going to help you reach your goals.
Well, fantastic. I thank you for your time this morning. Again, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.